sixth graders. We're here to help you understand the mysteries of science. Tune in to WMTN Radio for more Science According to Sixth Graders. And now, on with the show!
Welcome to Science According to Sixth Graders. My name is Eva Giesling, your host, and today we are going to be interviewing Isaiah Shelby, the guest and expert about ionic bonds.
Hey Eva, I'm so glad to be on this podcast. I can't wait to tell you everything about ionic bonds on this podcast, Science According to Sixth Graders.
Great, but first I have a question from a listener. What are ionic bonds?
Oh, okay, sure. Ionic bonds are the force of attraction that holds together positive and negative ions.
Awesome. But before we go on to our next question, who discovered the ionic bonds?
Around 1830, Michael Faraday's experiment on electrolysis showed that certain substances dissolved in water had an electric current.
Cool. Now for our next question. How do ionic bonds form?
The ionic bonds form between metals and nonmetals to give and take valence electrons to and from the nonmetals and metals. So, the ionic bonds are there to give and take, mainly take away valence electrons.
Next question. How do ionic bonds occur?
Well, they occur because two or more atoms lose or gain too many or too few valence electrons to make ions that bond together to give and take, mainly take, valence electrons from metals and nonmetals that make ionic bonds occur.
Now for our last question. What happens when you put ionic bonds in water?
Well, the ionic bond immediately dissolves and the rest of the solid from the ionic bond disperses uniformly and dissolves within the water, creating
awesome.
An electric current.
Awesome. Thank you for being here. Do you have anything you would like to say?
Well, I would like to tell a joke.
Go for it.
Okay. But before I start, are you proton positive?
I am proton positive.
Okay. Here we go. The name is Bond. Ionic Bond. Taken, not shared.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Science According to Sixth Graders. And thank you, Isaiah, for answering our questions.
No problem. I love being here and answering your questions about ionic bonds on this podcast, Science According to Sixth Graders.
Bye!
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Science According to Sixth Graders.
And keep listening to WMTN Radio.